Okay, good evening. Memgimel of the base. Okay, so we are just, Be'ezus Hashem, closing up this sukkah now. Just with the question of what is the halacha? Yish tukum elamala, ein tukum elamala me'atara, how do we pass it? That was the question. And so we've seen so far, we said that Rashi... Sorry, before I get to that, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara brought a raya from the case of the Nazir. The Gemara wants to know why if the person makes the declaration on Sunday, he's got to abstain from wine. But hold on, how can Moshiach come on Sunday if Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos? Elamah, it's a raya that Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos. Ah, you see, ain't chum in a malam el-sorah. So the Gemara says, no, it's because it's upkale. Could be it's mesupuk, we don't know, and therefore we just go to Chumrah. And you've got to therefore abstain from wine in case. So fine, that's Nazirus. What's the halacha regarding Yesh Tuchumin or Ein Tuchumin of Alam Yasor? That's the big question. So from Rashi, the Mashmah says that we're saying, no, the whole thing's one big topic, and therefore you always go to Chumrah. In the case of the Nazir, that means to abstain from the wine.
But you'd go to Chumrah if it's not a Raisa.
Oh, well, hold on, we're coming to that. But the pashtas from Rashi, and that's the shita of some Rishonim such as Rabbeinu Hananel, explicitly about this, is no. The Gemara is saying, for whatever reason, that we go to Chumrah, both with regard to Naziris, and therefore that means to say that you've got to abstain from the wine. And who are they? When you've got a normal shayla of Yesh Tuchumin or Ein Tuchumin Amal Me'atzor, with regard to Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yom Tov, you've got to be Machmeh, and therefore you cannot go more than 2,000 amas based on I'm going about 10. You're absolutely right. We're dealing with Tuchum Vishal Drabonon. Okay, good question. It's a good question, but that is Lamaisa, the way it sounds like from Rashi, and it's explicit in certain Rishonim such as the Rabbeinu Hananel. However, others, like you said, say, no, the Gemara only says, Sepuke Mesapkale, and we go to Chumrah with regard to Nazir, because Nazirus is a Shaila of Eza Araisa. Right? If he's a Nazir, having the wine is an Issa Daraisa. But Enochanami, we're not saying that if it was a pure Shaila, just of Tuchumin, Yesh Tuchumin, Ein Tuchumin of Alamei Asora, we're not talking about that. Enochanami, if it's a Sophic, then we will tell you to be Mako, and therefore you can travel above 10. Now, there is one very big question on this, though, right? On this whole. There is one very, very big question, and that's where we ended off last time, and that is a question the Rashba asked, and that is, he said, I don't really understand what's going on in it. The Gemara brought a raya that ain tuchumin lemala me'asara, right? Must be ain tuchumin lemala me'asara, hence, and Yom could come on Shabbos, and therefore if I made my declaration on Sunday, it's perfectly possible that Moshiach could come. Right? There you go, that's the raya. To which the Gemara says, oh no, you got no raya. Why? Because Sipuke Mesapkore, there is any old topic. So what are you telling me?
So can we just repeat that?
We're saying we had a raya, ain't Khuminamala Measora, because otherwise why do I have to abstain from wine on Sunday? If I've got to abstain from wine on Sunday, that means Moshiach could come on Sunday. How can Moshiach come on Sunday if Eliyahu couldn't come on Shabbos? Elamai, it must be Eliyahu could come on Shabbos. How can Eliyahu come on Shabbos? It must be, because he can stay above 10. Ah, is a raya in Tuchum in Amalo?
I mean, he can descend from above 10.
Yeah, I mean, he'll fly in, wherever it is, but from above 10, and then when he comes, okay, when he lands here, then he'll,
right.
Wherever he lands, that will be his...
Right, so those two are connected in that way, okay.
Yeah, so raya in Tuchum in Amalo me'asara, to which the Gemara says, oh, no, that's not a raya, could be it's a sopik. Therefore, we just go to Chumrah. L'chumra meaning to say that you can't have the wine in case Eliyahu could come on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean to say? But and the Gabi Tuchumin itself?
Well, it's a
something to have on it, and therefore?
It should be the
color. Tuchumin Amalam Me'asara. So what have you said different to what I said? We're just playing on semantics here, basically.
No,
I said, Araya ain't Tuchumin Amalam Me'asara. You said, no, it's a sophic. And therefore, what do I do if it's a sophic? So what have you said different to me?
Naziris. It's something with Naziris.
We're not talking about Naziris now.
We're
talking
about the right. It's about Naziris.
Okay, very good. But I'm not. Our shayla to start with on Memgimel Amud Aleph was not about Naziris. Our shayla was Yesh Tuchumin Amal Me'atzara or Ein Tuchumin Amal Me'atzara.
It's not Suffolk anyway. Then why are we even asking the question? Anyway, if it comes to Moscow, where we're going to be the Chumrah, whatever you find out.
No, if we have a raya one way or another, then we'll follow the raya. If we're saying it's a sofik, therefore you have to go to Chumra, even a gabi tzichumin, then Taka de Gemara says, pumfa cares to what you wanted to prove. You brought me a raya in tzichumin of Arami Asura, I said, no, that's only out Chumra. But the gabi Shabbos, you're going to have to go to Chumra, the opposite direction, which means you should come in the Arami Asura. So then that's a very good, what do you call it, tzichia. That's fine.
Tzichia of what?
Of your raya. You brought me a right into the Malam Yassar, and I'd say no, it could be a year to come in the Malam Yassar.
If at the end you come up with the idea of going to Khumra, so whatever you would have found out, you would have gone to Khumra, wouldn't you?
No.
If
I have a right into the Malam Yassar, I'll follow that.
Would you have had a right into the Malam Yassar?
Not in this case, but from
I mean, would it have been possible with any others, were there, in any case?
I don't know, any old, but from a different. So, the question is what do we make of this? So essentially there are two approaches to this. One approach is, very simple approach perhaps, is to say, you're right, it doesn't really make much difference to us. The reason why I want to set the record straight is because potentially there could be an akamina. And that is, what akamina does it make? Whether you say, okay, we've got a raya in tchumin amana me'asoro, or we say, no, it's a sofik. But Mikhail Sofik, you're going to say Sofik
Eliyahu
will worry about it.
Eliyahu would know, so he would know whether he can descend from
so
that line.
He doesn't have a problem. He doesn't have any problems. So what's an Afkamina for us?
Ships.
No, because we're going to say it's Chumina Vala Me'al Soro. If we're going to go to Kulam, so what then is whether you say, oh, it's a good riot, it's Chumina Vala Me'al Soro, or you say, no, it's really a Sofik.
If you have topic, you can go to Kudah. If you go to the Daraisa, it's dependent upon that.
Yeah, but where
you have the Zeros.
Okay, I hear it, but more well, towards. But yeah, idea. Again, more to, you're right, but more towards. Even simpler than that. You're right. But even just within Hilchot Tchumin, the answer is Shitas Rabbi Akiva.
Same idea,
but you just have to go outside. Rabbi Akiva holds to come in all to Daraisa. We don't pass him like that. But that's why the Gemara has to set it straight. There'll be an Afkamina for Rabbi Akiva. Or, another possibility, maybe even for us, where can we have a Deraisa? Maybe. Where can you have a Tchum Deraisa? I'm not much giving away.
12
mil.
Yeah, 12
mil. 12 mil is a Makhlik's Rashay. Yushalmi seems to say, Yushalmi's very clear in fact, that 12 mil, 12 kilometers roughly, is already a Deraisa. Do we pass it like that? The Rambam does. Are the Rashayim pass it? Not. Even the halacha is not clear at all. We'll see that, Hashem. We'll touch on that, hopefully. Right? So that could be another afkamina. Fine. Okay, that's one way of dealing with this question. The way the Rashba himself deals with it, though, is different. This is very, very interesting. He says like this. He says, I'll tell you where there will be an afkamina. And it is the Gabi the ship. But I don't think what you meant, I know you're telling me, because I'm pretty impressed if you did, if you cut this one. He says, an afkamina will be like this. If a person started Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, you were at home. You were on dry land. Now, you want to go on the ship and on Shabbos. Again, let's assume you're allowed to get onto a ship, okay? So you get onto the ship on Shabbos. The ship is above 10. And you say, okay, so now I want to be able to go on the ship, I don't know, cross the English Channel, let's say. I can go to France, whatever it is, right? Am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? You say, okay. I'm going above 10, no problem. Obviously when I get there, I'm going to be stuck within my Dabadamas. If I wait for the sailors to chuck me off and carry me into the mainland there, and I'll have the whole city there, okay. Can I do that in a Chatzchila or not? If you're going to say it's a Sofik, and Sofik, the Rabbanon and the Kula, should be allowed, no?
Is it a Rabbanon?
It is a Rabbanon, definitely a Rabbanon.
And then because you go above 10, it's no problem.
Correct.
So maybe you could do it. Suppose until you get to the other end, when you go down again, and then you're stuck.
That's what you would expect, right? Yeah. Make sense, yeah?
Yeah.
So the Rashba, no, wrong. He says, because we've seen this before, and I know I think we discussed it at the time. Do you remember, I'll tell you where we discussed this, he doesn't bring this here, but is, do you remember, I think we talked about a case where I think it was something to do with where we've got a sofik where your Mokum Shavisa is. I said, no, I know where it is. It was to do with, I'll tell you where it was, to do with 2 days Yom Tov. And you got 2 days Yom Tov, and a shayla whether we go Kedusha Achah, Shtei Kedusha, something like that. So we talked about Chazoka. And we said, apparently your Chazoka is, the default position is, unless stipulated otherwise, where's your Makom Shalisa? Your home. That's your default position. It's a Chazoka. So he says like this. He says, if a person starts Shabbos on dry land, he's got a Makom Shalisa. That's a chazoka. Then he says mikayach sofi, that maybe traveling above 10 is no issur of tuchum. You're not allowed to do that.
Because of the chazoka.
Because of the chazoka, yeah. He said, in other words, let me give you the other way around first, and then you'll understand that a little bit better. Tell you where. Let's say. So it's like this. Let's say a person is on a ship on Shabbos, right? From before Shabbos, he's on a ship. And is travelling the seas above 10. Comes into the port. Right? So then we would say, no problem. You can get off the ship. You've definitely got 2,000 amos and maybe the whole city, depending on whether it's within the walls of the city. Why? I maybe yishtuchum in a ma'ala me'asara. And if yishtuchum in a ma'ala me'asara, you were kena shvisa wherever you started Shabbos. Let's say the ship was stationary for a moment in the sea. So you were kena shvisa there, you've gone well outside your tchum, you've got dalad amos, you can't even get off the ship. No. Sipuke misapkale, it's a sofik, and therefore the rule is sofik eruv le kula. Right? And therefore, you can be meikul. Why? Because you don't have any chazoka. I've got no chazoka that was kena shvisa in the middle of the sea. It's a maybe yes, maybe not. There's no chazoka there. Then we go with the rule of Sofek Darabon Lekula. He says, however, if I know for a fact I was Kohen Shavisa on dry land, then not only is it obviously given me when I get to the other end, I can't get off the ship. That's obvious because you would have travelled outside of 2,000 amas. You're not even allowed to do that in Chatzchila because I know for a fact you have 2,000 amas from this spot. I've got a starting point. Now you're saying, oh, but maybe I'm allowed to leave this spot because I'm going about 10. I'm not doing any issur. Maybe yes, maybe not. But you've got a chazoka. And therefore the chazoka, you have to work out why this is. Well, what's chazoka got to do with this? It's a shayla of the issur. No, apparently this chazoka means that until you prove otherwise, you're not allowed to move out to the 2,000 amos. In other words, I've got a point where there's absolutely no question about it. I've got a 2,000 amma radius around it. Now, there's an issue for you to leave that 2,000 amma radius. You're saying, but maybe above 10 is not counted as going outside. Prove it. Unless you can prove it, you're the ala tafsena.
So, when you say hazaka, do you mean hazaka for that location or the hazaka that every week you have?
No, for that Shabbos. That's Shabbos. That's your Mokum Shavisa. It will be every week unless you declare it. Like, that's your home. That's your.
So if somebody's going on a cruise, hypothetically, and he lives in London and he goes down to the docks in Southampton, and that's where he is when Shabbos comes in, and then once Shabbos is in, he then goes on to the boat. You're saying even though he's never spent Shabbos in Southampton next to the docks, he's got Azoka to say that would be his Makom Shavisa.
Yeah, because you've got a definite point in the Chazoka is where you are. When you want to say, yeah, but I had das for somewhere else. For example, the case where you put food there and you're not sure maybe the food was there, maybe Ashmosh, maybe what? Okay, yeah, I know you've got the whole thing about Ashmosh, you can be making, but if you're not even sure if it was there to start with, so then we say, no. What do you mean, no? No, because I stop thinking you can't rely on it. So where am I then?
But if you know that the food is on is at that location where you want to set up your Eruv, you know it's there, and you're confident that when Shabbos came in, it's there.
That's fine.
Well, what's the difference with the ship? You know that on the ship you're going to be on it for however number of days.
It doesn't matter. But it's weird to hear. There's no Shiloh. You're Makom Shavisa where you are. That is your Makom Shavisa. That's your Chazoka.
No. You you want to go to Borehamwood on Shabbos, so you live in Edgware,
mm-hmm.
but on the outskirts of Edgware, you set up your temporary Mokon Shvi'i, so that's where you put the food. So you're not there when Shabbos comes in, but the food is. And we allow that.
That's fine, because there's no sopik there. There you by putting the food there, you made that your Mokom Shvi'i, there's no sopik, of course that becomes your Mokom Shvi'i. What we're talking about is in a case where I'm here, maybe yes, maybe not, but maybe I was Kohen Shvi'i somewhere else. Maybe yes, maybe not. But then we say, well, if it's a maybe, then we go by your chazok. The chazok is where you are. That's the chazok, that's the default position. If you want to change that, you want to make your makom shvi'i somewhere else, then you have to have a vadai. Okay, we have cases where if it's there, being ashmoshes, then it gets eaten, being ashmoshes, that's a din in being ashmoshes. It's good enough once you've got into being ashmoshes, so that already kills the chazok.
But the fact I'm going to go on to the ship at such and such a time before it leaves?
It won't help, because your makom shvi'i is determined for before Shabbos. You can't, your makom shvi'i doesn't change on Shabbos. As long as you are on dry land. If you're above 10, then you may not have a makom shvi'i. I've got no chazok.
No, but we said that if you eat at home on Friday night, and then after the meal you walk to where you've put down your Erev, then you're...
Yeah, but that's because I know the food was there. So then already, there's no sopik, where your food is your Mokom Shvi'i. So it's as if you are now on the outskirts of your Tuchot. That's your Mokom Shvi'i, and you're going now from the outskirts all the way to your thing, and then another 2,000 hours. That's fine. Because, again, the fact that I'm here, and you say, oh, I've got a chazoka here, you're right. If there was any sopik, but there isn't any sopik. But I put the food, there's no question about it. I declared that as my Mokom Shvi'i, so chazoka doesn't come into it. The equivalent would be, if I'm here, I'm not sure if the food was put there. I don't know. There's no way of me knowing. So then we say, chazoka. Not everyone agrees with this, by the way, but chazoka means, this is what he's going with, chazoka means that you're here. If you know for sure that something has changed the status quo, because on that you can go after that. If you can't be sure, then we revert. That's the power of chazoka. Chazoka basically means I don't care what actually happens, just the halacha follows the last known, definite situation. Right? It's like, you're tohor, you're not sure if you touched a dead sheret, chazoka. Yeah. But maybe you did touch it, it doesn't matter.
But I paid a lot of money for this to go on this ship.
Yeah, but your Mokom Shvi'i, going on a ship doesn't change your Mokom Shvi'i. Mokom Shvi'i is defined from before Shabbos, and that's it.
No, but if you're on the ship when Shabbos comes in.
Are you above 10 or below 10?
Above 10.
So above 10, we don't know if that gives you a Mokom Shvi'i, it's a sopik. That's the problem. So then you've got no chazaka, it's just a genuine 50-50. So then we say, fine, you could be makel, you could say you're not Kohen Shvi'i, you don't want to be Kohen Shvi'i in that case. That's the point, yeah, you realise that, yeah? It's to your advantage. So then when do you get a Mokom Shvi'i? I've got no Mokom Shvi'i. When we get to the other end, it could be miles and miles and miles, hours later, I get off the ship, come onto now dry land, and I would land below 10, right within 10. Now you've got your Mokom Shvi'i. Maybe you had it on the ship, right to start with, when Shabbos came in. Maybe yes, maybe not. There's no chazaka. There's no definite Mokom Shvi'i. Now, Shneikin, if you start the other way around, before Shabbos I was on dry land, then there's a definite Mokom Shvi'i. That's no question. It's not that part of it. That's why chazaka is a little bit difficult. It's a bit tricky. What's chazaka got to do with it? Okay, I know my Mokom Shvi'i. I've now got just a topic. Am I allowed to leave the 2,000 hours by going above 10? Why isn't that a topic to Rabbanon? That's what we really have to understand. What's chazaka got to do with this? But that's what he said. I'll read to you his lashon. Don't feel help. But he says, "Amareinu natri rachmano pirish." That's basically the Rashi. He's quoting from the Rashi. He says, "The nafka mina that the nafka mina would be." Lehecho the shavas beyavosha. if he starts his Shabbos on dry land, and he wants to go from dry land onto the sea on Shabbos, by travelling above 10. Inami bekvito, or by using one of the shemas of Hashem or something like that, jetpack, whatever you want to say. Now, the Yomar, if you say the Peshitol on this obvious style saying Tchumin that there's no Isot Tchumin above 10, then Kuzantai, sorry, that's permitted. Avol Hashto Mistveiko, but now you've got a Sofik, Osir Lotis Mitchum Beisa. You are not allowed to leave the Tchum of your house, so Iko Chazoka of Tchum Beisa, but you've got a Chazoka of Tchum Beisa. As long as you've got a chazoka there, we will not allow you to go between in a sofik lehokel. In the case of where you've got a sofik in an eruv, kitzad, or maybe you sofik eruv, kosher, v'chul. And then he goes on, the case, if you want Kenneth Shalisa on dry land, then it's mutter on the ship. Because in that case, it says, we say sofik eruv v'chul. And then we go through the nafkin minnes. He says, "I'm in Kol Shavisa Bayavosha. Ain't a Yochel Hamli Besmino B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go on the ship on Shabbos. The Kevul Sheish LeChazaka the Beisai, because since you've got a Chazaka of your house, Sofik Tuchumin LeChum."
So he's actually passing Sofik Tuchumin LeChum
in that particular case. It's not him. That's the answer the Rashba wants to give.
Right.
The way the Rashba actually puts it is, he starts off, he says, I don't really want to be Machnis Roshi Lahakriya, right? Those who are saying we go to Chum, those who say the Kula, this is what I think, basically. Based on this question, right, on the one hand, to say Sofik L'Chumra just doesn't seem to make sense. On the other hand, to say that the Gemara means to say, well, it's just Sofik, and therefore in this case goes Sofik L'Kula, that also doesn't make any sense, because then we haven't really, what was the point of the Gemara? Because if Shifts Rabbi Akiva or something like that, that doesn't sound right. So therefore he says, here is going to be the in-between Shifts. It is obviously very interesting, because what's Chazaka got to do with this? It's a very interesting application of Chazaka.
Chazaka, that's where your Malkum Shvisa is. Is it? That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Your Malkum Shvisa is there. Then you're going into a Sofik Makom Shvisa, and if you go after the Makom Shvisa, which is...
I think you have to think a little bit deeper, because... What? Let me ask you a question. What is the Issa of Tchumim? What's the nature? Is it mean, like, just like that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plough on Shabbos, you're not allowed to sew on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to go out, so you're not allowed to walk outside 2,000 Amos? Well then, in which case, who cares? What's Chazaka got to do with this? You've got a sopik whether when I walk outside, when I travel on the ship, am I doing an issa? It's a shayla of the rabbanon, and therefore we should say sopik the rabbanon and kula. I'm finished. What's chazaka got to do with this?
In most cases, most weeks on Shabbos, tachum is not going to be something you'll consider. It's only if you happen to be going for a walk over this distance, but in most Shabbos it won't. So in the normal case, you won't be thinking about Tuchum because it's not on your agenda. Therefore, in those cases, then the Machon Shavisa is determined based on what happens most weeks. You don't think about where my Machon Shavisa is because it's not relevant.
No, I understand that, but again, if the Shaida is, right, if Tuchumin is like any other Issa, the Issa is simply to walk outside your 2,000 Amos. That is the Issa. You're not allowed to put on Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat Chazir. It's in the Maisa, it's in the actual action that you're doing. So here, what is Issa Tuchumin? Issa Tuchumin means I've got here's where 2,000 Amos is, I'm not allowed to step over that line. So what do I do now? Instead of stepping over the line, I go up 10 and then step over the line. Now we want to know, have I done an Issa now? It's a Shaya, have I done an Issa or not? It's a Shaya, is that Derech Halicha? If it's Derech Halicha, you've done an Issa. If it's not Derech Halicha, then you haven't done an Issa. So it's just something that I want on. So what's Chazaka got to do with this?
No, but the comparisons that you gave, Shatnas, whatever, they haven't got a variable that will depend on where you are. You don't have to do a measurement. It's not about how much shatness you wear, it's just shatness. Whereas here, you've got to determine where the boundary is, and that boundary is a movable item. So you're not comparing like...
No, 100%, but what I'm asking you is, again, over here, I know where my Mokim Shri says, yeah, if it's nothing to do with Chazoka, it was Chazoka. Chazoka means where I've gone through a certain situation where I'm not sure what my... I've entered a certain situation where I don't know my status now, or the status of something, right? So for example, I walked past the sheret, not sure if I touched it. I walked past a building, I'm not sure if I walked up, under the overhang, on a kohen, not sure if I just became tommy. Yeah? So then we say, in that case, it's a shaila on my status, going forward now. How do I behave now? Do I behave as a tommy? Am I mechuyev to go and, we've actually spoken about this, if you remember, about going to mikvah and things like that. There was a shita that says, like, even though the gabi chazok, of course, the things you can fix up, it was in the text we had this, that obviously what you can fix up, you have to fix up. But okay, but let's leave it out there, right? So we say, regarding these things, chazok, right? I go to somebody's house. I want to know, can I eat or not? That's dependent on what I need to know is, right now, the food he's serving me, yeah? Is this food kosher or not? Well, he's got a cheskas kashrus. So based on what I know of the past, every person is born with a cheskas kashrus, edek on emibisir, whatever you want to say, that gives me a pesach going forward. That's normally what chazoka means. Now, what we're dealing with over here, surely, maybe I'm wrong, I mean, that's what I'm really trying to get at. I'm just trying to push and see if we can get a good hagdara here. But if you were to ask me, I think you ask most people, you ask them, okay, what is the sophic over here? And the answer is, the sophic is, I've got no question whatsoever. I know this is the point where I'm starting Shabbos. There's no shy about it. My home, I was on dry land, that is my Mokim Shavisa. So where's my Tachum? 2,000 amos. Where did that go? Where did the 2,000 amos finish? It could be in the middle of the sea, it doesn't make a difference. That's where my Tachum ends. No question about it. Okay, fine. So what's the Shaila? There's no question about it. Mokim Shavisa here. Tachum ends there. Issur is to go outside of the Tachum. So we've got all the facts are there. I've got one topic, and that is, if I was to say to you, you know what, I'm not sure, it could be that if a person walks backwards, maybe the Issur Tachum only applies if you walk forwards. But if you walk backwards, it could be it's Mutter. I'm not saying it is, okay, don't quote me on that. I'm just making it up, right? If you walk on your head, maybe there's no Issur Tachum if you walk on your head. Is there? No, I don't know, 50-50. So Sofik, we don't know the halacha. So then I can say, fine. Sofik, the Rabban, on the Kula. If you do need to leave the Tchum, obviously you don't need to, don't get into a Sofik, right? But if you do need to leave the Tchum, if you walk normally, then you're definitely going to be doing it as the Rabban. If you walk across that line. If you walk on your head, maybe you're doing it as maybe it's not. Well, Sofik, the Rabban, on the Kula, so go ahead, you can do it. Yeah. Isn't that what we're dealing with over here? I know where my house is, I know where the Mokim Shri is, I know where the Tchum ends. I know what the Issur is. I'm not allowed to go beyond that boundary. The only thing is, I'm not sure if walking above 10 is counted as walking across the boundary. Is that walking? That was the Oshara. Halicho. Is that Derech Halicho or not? If it's not Derech Halicho, then there's no Issur. So in which case, Sofi Derabban Mukula. Where does Chazoka come into this? And that is why many others don't go with this.
Half of them said it. The Chazaka only comes to your Kodesh Shvisa, that doesn't make any difference.
No, I suspect. That's why I'm trying to see if anyone can. But obviously, there is potentially a very big Kisaita. That we're obviously not understanding the nature of this Tchumen. It must be something else.
Doesn't Tchum have to be L'shem Mitzvah? You said this in the words a long way back. And that doesn't make any difference in this case necessarily. We don't have to be bothered with that anymore. Can we say that? The Tchum has to be L'shem Mitzvah. The whole idea of a Tchum was you had to go and do a Mitzvah and you set up a Tchum.
No, that was the Rabbi Eir Tchum.
Isn't that what we're talking about here?
No?
I'm talking about just
Tchum. Erev.
Erev Tchum is supposed to just Tchum, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can anyone enlighten us?
Manny, what's the chazaka here?
That's what we're trying to find out.
No, he's asking what is the chazaka over here? The chazaka is wherever my house is. That's so there's no question about it. This is the chazaka of my mother Shuisa. I mean, that's his loshen. His loshen is to ikol chazaka titchum beisa.
And where is he now?
Now?
We're trying to make a comparison. Which
he wants to know if he can get onto a ship at Uptown and go outside of the Tchum.
So the Chazaka is, I've only got $2,000 from my house.
It's not Chazaka, it's that when you're in doubt where your Mokum Shvisa is, your Mokum Shvisa is there where you are at the moment. When you,
right, so he's asking how's that applying over here?
Yes, that's
well, that's what we're trying to find out, isn't it?
Actually, he could get, if he gets on the ship long enough, as he probably will do, he's doing this as a writer as well, possibly.
Assuming we
need to apply a bunch of points, I
say that. Yeah. Let's say we don't go with Yerushalmi.
Yeah. Okay.
The answer seems to be, right? What he seems to be saying is like this, that if I know my Mokum Shvisa is here,
yeah,
the Chazaka is that the Tichum, it's not the Issa, yeah? The question is like this, let me just work this one out, yeah. I'm looking at effectively that, you know, that's the line of 2,000 hours, right? I'm saying, where is the Tchum? Where does the Tchum end? So I look there, that's the Tchum. What about above 10? Now I'm going up and up. Is that the Tchum? Or do you say, no, above 10 is not the Tchum? The Chazaka is that unless you can prove otherwise, the Chazaka is it continues all the way up. That's what he's talking about, the Chazaka. Listen again to the Loshen. So, Ikal Chazaka. Where's he gone? Is that where he said it? I thought that's why I saw in his words there. So, Ikal Chazaka Titchum Beisa. Okay, this is a little bit of homework, but I think that's where you have to think a little bit, I don't mean as a pun, but out of the box here. You got to think a little bit beyond what you'd normally understand the Issa of Tchum in, just as a normal Issa, because if it's just a normal Issa, then it's difficult to understand what Chazaka has to try from here. I think over here, it's not about the Issa, I think it's more about establishing, is that actually considered to be my Tchum? Is that where my Tchum ends? Where is my Tchum? That's basically what we're establishing. Yeah? Where is my Tchum? Now, in other words, what we're essentially saying is that if you say in Tchum in Amar Omi Al-Torah, what we're actually saying is that is not my Tchum. It's within my Tchum. In other words, if I'm standing here, so if I'm drawing a diagram, I'm drawing a thing of where my Tchum is.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the bottom 10 Tfochim, it would be up to 2,000 numbers. Once I go above 10, then suddenly the Tchum is endless.
Unlimited,
yeah. Unlimited. That's my Tchum. Right? Now that's the Shaila. Is that true or is it not true? So the Chazaka is, okay. Until proven otherwise, it's always 2,000. And so that's the given.
So
that's
like,
the Chazaka.
It's like being below 2,000.
Correct. It's 2,000. Now, what I have is, I say fine, so one step up for sure. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, up to 10. Yep, 2,000. Now I want to know, what about if I go to 11 or 12, etc. Does the Tchum now extend? The Chazaka is, it still stops there until you can prove otherwise. That's the status quo, right? That's the default position. If you can prove otherwise, then we'll say your Tchum goes beyond that.
You can say that with any case of Sofek.
Could you?
So, sorry, brachas. Should I say the brach or should I? Have I said it? Have I not said it? What's the chazaka?
You know, you tell me.
You haven't said it.
On something which is the very topic itself. My whole topic is there Tchum Levan HaMe'atzor? You're saying, well, Chazaka is, there is, but what creates the Chazaka? There's no starting point, we're just going around in circles. You've got to have a start, and there's got to be a default position from which we're building. Why is the default position here? The answer is, default position is 2,000 Amos. Right? In other words, I'll put it to you this way, yeah? Let me put it to you differently, yeah? If I'm standing on the floor here, so you're going to say 2,000 amas goes to there. If I'm sitting up here, it'll be 2,000 amas there. In other words, so let's say I'm sitting up here, right? I'm up here, I'm raised 10 amas above the ground. So now, assuming the ground's all raised, yeah? So now I look ahead, that's where my 2,000 amas ends. 10 amas above, call it ground level, yeah? Now, if I come down, the shayla is, does that tchum now suddenly, because I've come down, does that tchum go further? Does my changing position...
And you could a new shvisa.
Not kind of shvisa, I'm kind of shvisa anyway, it's always clapping the ground.
So if you're above, there's a suffix whether you've got a tchum or not. When you come down again, you're back into a tchum.
No.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, if you're sitting up a tree, you're definitely going to trees up the tree, but it won't help you to go down onto the ground and then try and travel, that's for sure.
Is that clockwise?
It's usually slow, I think. Usually a little bit slow.
No, it's coming up, we're almost done. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes, 2 minutes. Yeah.
I've got five, actually.
Yeah, no, I can't finish at half.
So you said the chazaka has now nothing to do with the Kohen Shvisa on the land anymore. It's a different chazaka. The chazaka is you've had up to 10 amas and continue, possibly.
You can see the chazaka is, unless proven otherwise, that is like that imaginary wall there is where the tchum ends. That's the chazaka. Now, I'm coming along with a factor of saying, yeah, but I'm lower down, whatever it is, maybe that changes it. Again, we have to get our heads around it.
Going up changes it, going out of it maybe changes it.
Whichever way you want to look at it. If I start lower down, then suddenly I'm
going to go down.
Something along those lines. But Lemaita, go on.
Well, if what you say is correct, then it makes no difference that you've kind of shvisa on the land or anything. It's just going up from under 10 up to over 10.
Correct. So this is what we have to get our heads around. I think that's the sort of thing we have to try and somehow grapple with, that he's taking on, there's like a default position, which is that's where it ends. Now, by me sort of not changing my position, but redefining my height, whatever it is, maybe that can somehow... change things. I got chazaka. So unless you can prove otherwise, then that changes. Anyway, we'll have to work on that a little bit. Lemaita, the last shitter that the Ritzvot brings, I mean, when he ends off with, he says ultimately he's going with a shitter of that tzuchumin are derabbanan, and therefore, Lemaita, you can be meikel. So halacha Lemaita, we've got three different shitters here. You've got Rabbi Hanana with Pashtus and Rashi, you go to Chumra.
The Chumrah in, if the case...
Yishtah Chumrah in the Ma'alami
Asara. And that's it?
That's it.
So that's what you want, okay.
You then got those who say, no, ain't Chumrah in the Ma'alami Asara. You go to Kura.
And then you got Sofri.
And then you got, which is probably the majority, I think, but, and then you got in between this Rashba. The Rashba wants to say, well, we've got this Chiddush of Chazaka, and therefore, in the absence of Chazaka, you can be Meiko. But where you've got Chazaka, you're forced to be Machmeh. Translating that, what that means to say is, it depends on what your shayla is. If your shayla is, was I kohen shvisa or not, because I'm levana me'asara, then you can be meikel, you can go as far as you want. If however you know you were kohen shvisa, the shayla is, then am I allowed to go outside of the 2,000 amos now? then you've got chazok.
When you've gone above 10.
By getting above 10, yeah. Am I allowed to
so
go
that's
out?
That's enough commentary, yeah, isn't it?
Correct.
In other words, you either start above 10 or you correct. Otherwise you're in trouble.
Okay. Yeah. Then Hashem tomorrow, Mr. Brewer, and we'll just see the halacha and the lighter. Depending on if there's any pshat on this, Rosh, probably can get it tomorrow. But otherwise, Mr. Brewer, finish off tomorrow.